Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day, Yom Sheni, the fifth day of the month of Tishrei, today, additionally. October 7th. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for, Alina Orna, Bas Chen Chana, Yehoshua Heschel Ben Nechama Devorah, Raya Bas Michal, and Pesach Vitala Ben Chaya Batsheva. May they and all in need of a refuah have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those still being held captive now, 365 days, our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, as well as Arvin Netanel and Sonia Siona still being held in captivity in Iran. May they speedily be returned home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yair Eben, Congregation of Shalom in Merrick, New York, to share words of Dibrei Chizuk. It'll be followed by Rabbi Eben Tzuli reciting, following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Eben will lead us in our three Mishaberach for Chayalim, Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Eben.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, and thank you for giving me the honor to share a brief message with the group today, and perhaps even more importantly, for enabling me to join this phenomenal group to pray together, to send our tefillot to heaven as one on this most sacred day. In Judaism, there's no word in our vernacular for history. The great historian Yosef Chaim Yerushalmi writes that the word currently used, historia, is obviously a modern-day adaptation for a word, and dare I say, a concept that doesn't really exist in our culture. Indeed, Judaism has another word, zachor, or yizkor, which means memory, even providing us with the mandate to remember various significant moments, both positive and negative, that shaped us as a nation. So the difference between history and memory, as Yerushalmi tells us, is that history is something that happened in the past, while memory is something that remains very, very, very much present. Memory becomes part of our genetic DNA. It forms and fashions us into the people and personality that we are. One can never truly suppress memory. It's part of you like another limb on your body. You learn to live with it, and you take it along with you in all of your travels in life. And national memory, the memories of a nation and a people, is one that remains and will always remain etched in our identity as Jews. There are two worlds that exist for each and every one of us as Jews. A world before that dark Saturday on Shmini Atzeret, and the world that followed. Today, as everyone knows, marks the one-year anniversary of the massacres of October 7th. A day filled with painful memories that are now very much a part of our people and will remain so forever. On this day, 1 year ago on the secular calendar, 1,200 Israelis were butchered by terrorists, some in their own bed, some on the battlefields trying to protect the lives of others. It is a day of stories of national failure and stories of individual heroism and courage. It's a day of personal and national tragedy and devastation, and a day that remains traumatic and will be until all the hostages are finally freed. Friends, today is a sacred day and it's a day that will always be a part of us. The Midrash teaches us that Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. Now, I have three of my children who were born in October, actually all within 4 days of each other, starting next week. Apparently, that's just our time. Now, we don't really talk about Planned Parenthood, but in theory, if we did, didn't you think that every Jewish parent would try to have their babies somewhere born around Tisha B'Av? I think what the Midrash is trying to convey to us, that the national dream of Mashiach, or more precisely, the dream of redemption, was born on the saddest day of the Jewish calendar. The same day that the temple was destroyed, our national passion, dream, and hope of redemption began. And so every year, when we join together to remember and mourn for the destruction of the Bate HaMikdash, we also get together to affirm our faith that one day it will be rebuilt. I think it's a similar message behind the Midrash that is quoted based on the verse in Tehillim, Perek Nun Vav. Nodi sifarta ata sima demati benodecha, halo besifartecha. You counted my wanderings, and you placed my tears in your flask. Is it not your accounting? Aren't you numbering them, we ask. When we all cry together, says the Midrash on that verse, Hashem collects and counts every one of our tears. And as one people, as one nation, with one historical national story, we hope that there is a deluge in heaven that will finally bring the ultimate redemption. Friends, please do not let this day go by without taking some time to reflect, to honor the memory of those that we lost, and lend your thoughts and love and tefillot to those who lost personal friends and loved ones. If you have relatives or friends in Israel, send them a message or call them. Let them know that you're thinking of them. Go to bringthemhomenow.com and on all the different websites and say a prayer specifically, as we are about to do, for the return of our hostages. A nation that mourns together is also a nation that heals together. And so my bracha to all of us as we are joining together in prayer. May God hear our prayers during this time before Yom Kippur. And may we finally see times of true peace, security, and the ultimate redemption. Please join me now in the Tehillim. We'll start with Parak Chaf. Mamateach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara, Yisagavcha Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha B'Kodesh U'Mitzion Yisadeka. Yizkor Kol Minchotecha V'Olatcha Yidash Nasela. Yitain Lecha Chalavecha V'Chol Atzatcha Yimalei. Nirana Mishuatecha Vashim Elohim Nagdol, Yimal Adonai Komishalotecha. Ata Yadati Ki Yashinai Mishicho, Yanayim Mishmikacho, Rashi Shem No. Eile Varecha, Veile Basusum, Vanatha Mishem Adonai Elohim Naskir. Hema Karov and Afalo Vanatha Kamdan Sidod. Adonai Yoshia, Hamelech Yanayim Vyom Karino. Parakhov Gimel. Mizmala David. Adonai Roi Lochzar. Binodesha Yabitsini Ame Menuchot Nalini. Nafshi Shov Yonchini Bamagleserek Laman Shemo. Gamki Elech Begates Almavet Lo Irarak Yata Imadi. Shiftachavi Santecha Heimayi Nachamuni. Tarachavan Ashocha Neget Sorai. The Shanta Basham and Roshi Kosi Revaya. Achto Bechesed Yurdafuni Koyime Chayai. The Shanti Vet Adonai Li Orachimin. Parakuf Chaf Aleph. Shir Lamalot. Esai Nai El Araim Me'ayin Devo Ezri. Ezri Mi'im Adonai Ose Shemaim Va'aretz. Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha Al Yanum Shomrecha. Hinei Lo Yanum V'Lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha Adonai Tzilcha Yad Yaminecha Yom V'Shemesh Lo Yakeka V'Yirech Balayla. Adonai Yishmorcha B'Kohara Yishmor Et Navshecha. Adonai Yishmor Et Yitzcha V'Vacha Yata V'Yad Olam. And Kuf Lamed. Shkira Malot. Imam Akim Karaticha Adonai. Adonai Shema Bekoli Tiena Znecha Kashavot Kol Tachlunai. Im Avonot Tishmar Ya Adonai Miyamod. Kimcha Slicha Laman Tivare. Kiviti Adonai Kitanashi Velibro Cholti. Nafshi Adonai Mishomra Boker Shomra Boker. Echel Yisrael El Adonai. Kim Adonai Chesed Rebbeim Ofudut. Uhu Yifte Et Yisrael. Ekol Avonotav. Kuf Membet. Maskila David, the Yotoba Mara Tvila, Kol yel Adonai Yitzhak, Kol yel Adonai Yitzchanan. Eshbokh lefanav sichi, tzarati lefanav agid. V'tatef alai rechi, v'ata yedata nesivati, baruch mei alek, tamnu fakli. Abet yomin rei, v'en li makir, avad, manos, b'meni, ein derish lavshi. Zakti elecha, Adonai Amarte, tamachti, chelki, be'eretz ha'chayim. Akshira rinotzi, kedolti mor, etzolena rei, etzvayki, amtum b'meni. Otsi am nimaske nashi lodot et shmecha. V'yachtir tzadikim, ki tigmala olai. Achino kol beit Yisrael, הנתנו מצער ובשבי העון בין בים ובין ביבשה. במקום ירחים עליהם ויוצאים ותרד לרווחה. ופעל האור ושיבו לגאולה. השתה בגוז מקריב ונאמר אמן. משברך אבותינו, אברהם צבי יעקב, הוא יברך את חיילי צבא הגנה לישראל ואנשי כוחות הביטחון. העומדים במשמרתנו וברי אלוהינו, בגבול עבודן ועד ודן מצרים, ומניעם גדול על אורו הרבה ובכל המקום שלהם. ביבשה, באוויר ובים. יתן אדוני את אבינו, הקמים עלינו נגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו, בכל צער וצוק ובכל דרע ומחלה. ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם. יד ברצוננו תחתיהם ויתרם בכתר ישוע ותרץ נכון. וגהם להם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם, לילחם, ילחם, עם אויביכם להושיעכם, ונאמר אמן. משברך אבותינו, אברהם יצחק ויעקב, יוסף, משה, אהרן, דוד ושלמה. הוא יברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא הגנה לישראל ושבויה. את כל אחינו הנתונים בצרה ובשביה. בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הוא מתפלל, הזה המתפלל בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם. ויוצאים לחושך וצלמוות ומוצרתיהם ינתק ולמצוקותיהם יושיעם. ושבי מהר להחק משפוטם. יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו בני אדם. וגם נקרא וכשכתוב די אדוני ישובון. ובואו ציון ברינה, בשמחת עולם על ראשם, ששון ושמחה יציגו ונשאו יגון והנחה, ונאמר אמן. And finally, בתפילה for the חולים. משברך אבותינו, אמר יצחק ויעקב, בו שער דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את החולים ואת החולות. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם. אנחנו במען לאבותם לחזיקם ויחיותם. שלחם מהר רפואה שלמה לשמיים. רחמים מסגדים בתוך שלחו ישראל. ואת הנפש ואת הגוף השתה בגוז מהקריב. ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Adam. Always finding the right words. Truly appreciate you being with us on the call. And looking forward in Yirtzeh Hashem to the next opportunity. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.